You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Native American tribes have reached a $590 million settlement with drug companies over addictive opioid painkillers that ravaged their communities and so many others. 500,000 Americans have died in this epidemic of overprescribed painkillers. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
David, what we have now are the broad strokes of a settlement. Details still have to be hashed out. And nearly all of the tribes who are suing would have to agree to the final settlement. That's hundreds of tribes. So this isn't over yet. But what we do know is that Johnson & Johnson has agreed to pay $150 million over 2 years. And three drug distributors, AmerisourceBergen, McKesson, and Cardinal, would pay $440 million over 7 years. So together, that's $590 million. And any tribe in the U.S., whether they've sued or not, would be eligible to receive funds as long as they use the money to fight opioid addictions in their communities.
How's this settlement compare to others that we've been following?
Well, if you add it all up, as of now, drug companies are facing opioid-related liabilities totaling about $40 billion in settlements, penalties, and fines. These numbers can shift, but that's where we are now. The tribes represent an estimated 2 million people, so $500 million settlement goes to help that population. These same four companies that we mentioned have a settlement pending with states and other local governments as well. That totals $26 billion. That settlement would be national and could get wrapped up by the end of this month. And pharmacies are also in the middle of this. We saw a jury verdict in Ohio late last year against CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. And then there's the Purdue settlement. It's still in negotiations. Purdue, of course, the bankrupt OxyContin maker. So the legal battles, David, are far from over.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.